If you've ever thought, I was doing so well and then I blew it, this episode will hit home. Today, we're breaking down the hidden emotion behind every craving, every missed workout, and every I'll start again Monday. It's not about willpower or age, it's about lack.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 88. Today, we're talking about lack. Lack is that gnawing sense of not enough time, not enough progress, not enough willpower, but it's the quiet panic behind every I'll start again Monday. Most women have no idea how deeply lack runs in their relationship with food. They think their problem is overeating, snacking too much at night, or giving into cravings. But underneath it all, is lack. Not lack of food, lack of satisfaction, lack of enoughness. I used to think I had an eating problem. What I actually had was a never enough problem. No meal was ever perfect enough. No number on the scale small enough. No body tight enough. And that constant state of lack, it was the very thing keeping me stuck. Listen, when I talk about lack, I'm not talking about deprivation or restriction. I'm talking about the emptiness that shows up when you keep chasing results to fill a feeling you've never learned to meet from within. I was teaching a workshop recently inside Arms by Christine, and I told my clients, this time of year is when things tend to go off the rails. The holidays, the parties, the travel. It's not just about food being everywhere. It's about realizing once again that you thought this year would be different. You thought you'd finally be consistent. You thought you'd finally feel in control. And now here you are staring down the end of the year, whispering to yourself, well, screw it. I'll deal with it in January. That screw it moment, that's lack in disguise. It's resignation dressed up as relief. This is actually the perfect moment to retrain your brain, to feel the lack, name it, and not feed it. That's how naturally toned women eat. They don't fill lack with food. They fill it with awareness. This is actually the best time to do this work because right now, everything around you is whispering, forget it, it's too late. But when you decide to stay present with your urges, your excuses, your why bother moments, especially now, that's when real change happens. That's when you stop being the woman who starts again Monday and start becoming the woman who follows through no matter what's on the calendar. If you can learn to manage your cravings, your hunger cues, your thoughts about food and your body during the holidays, when the odds are stacked against you, then the rest of the year will feel like a breeze. This is how naturally toned women think. I can succeed now. And if I can succeed now, I can succeed anytime. Now, I know some of you just cringed when I said that. You thought, yeah, but what if I don't succeed? That's because you've been taught a broken version of success. You've been taught that success means perfect, perfect eating, perfect workouts, perfect body. But that's not success. That's punishment disguised as discipline. The women who actually transform their bodies, they define success differently. They know success is when they show up even when it's messy, when they catch the thought, I already blew it, and choose not to spiral, when they pause before finishing what's on the plate, not because they have to, but because they want to trust themselves again. That's what success looks like in this work. Not flawless habits. It's the courage to keep going in the middle of imperfection. We need a bigger definition of success, especially as women over 50 working to tone our arms. Because for most of us, success has been boiled down to a number. The one on the scale, the one on the tag inside your shirts, the one tracking our calories. But those numbers, they shrink your confidence faster than they shrink your body. I used to think success meant being perfect, nailing every workout, eating clean, never slipping. And every time I didn't, I made it mean something about me. After enough so-called failures, you start to wonder if maybe your body just doesn't change anymore. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is that you've been taught to measure the wrong thing. Real success in this work isn't perfection. It's awareness. It's the small moments when you start to see yourself differently, when you notice you're eating because you're frustrated, not hungry. When you catch yourself saying, "I'll start again Monday," and realize you don't have to. When you stop mid-snack, not out of guilt, but because you're actually satisfied. Those moments are invisible on a scale, but they're the ones that change everything. They build self-trust. They build consistency. And that's the kind of progress that tones your body from the inside out. This is why I tell my clients, we're not here to count days, calories, or starts. We're not going back to square one because there is no square one. You didn't fail because you grabbed a handful of pretzels or skipped a workout. That's not failure. That's data. The moment you're tempted to say, "Ugh, I blew it," that's actually the moment your real work begins. That's when you pick up your tools, not your shame. So ask yourself, what was happening right before that moment? What was I thinking? What did I tell myself to make it okay? And this is the big one. What was I really hungry for? Because this is where most women miss it. They think it's about the food, the hunger, the craving. It's not. It's about lack. You're not craving chips or chocolate or wine. You're craving relief, validation, peace. So imagine this. You're standing in front of the pantry or the fridge or the drive-thru menu. That moment when everything in you says, "Oh, I just want it." If we could hit pause and watch from the outside, what would we see? We'd see a woman trying to fill something deeper than her stomach. And if we could see what that brain sees in that moment, it's not food. It's freedom. Your brain thinks that bite will make this feeling go away. That's the lie we've been sold, that comfort is found in consumption. But naturally toned women learn to find comfort in connection with their body, with their emotions, with themselves. When you go deeper than the usual, "I just wanted it," or "it looked good," there's always something underneath. So the next time you feel that pull, the chocolate, the bread basket, the late night snack, pause and ask, what does my brain think it's looking at right now? Because it's never just food. Your brain might think it's looking at comfort or control or celebration or rest or proof that you've earned something after a long day. It might see belonging, like everyone else is having dessert, I don't want to be the odd one out. Or it might see relief. This bite will make the day feel easier. But listen, here's the truth. That's lack talking. If you already felt relaxed, peaceful, connected, would that cookie or glass of wine or handful of chips be so magnetic? We eat from lack more often than from hunger, lack of comfort, lack of excitement, lack of permission to just be. And for women in their 50s and beyond, it can sound like, I deserve this. I've been good all week. This is my one joy. That's not self-care. That's self-soothing dressed up as a reward. Even when you're having fun, celebrating, relaxing, unwinding, the second your brain says, this will make it even better, you've already stepped out of the present moment. You've told yourself that right now isn't enough. That's the trap. And it's the reason so many women stay stuck chasing a slightly better version of enough that never actually lands. The work is learning to see that temptation for what it is, a signal that your brain thinks something's missing when it's not. Here's what happens. The second your brain says, this will make it better, you're no longer in the moment. You were already enjoying yourself. Maybe you'd finished a great workout. Maybe dinner was satisfying. But that one thought, a little more will make it even better. It steals your attention away from the strength you were building, both mentally and physically. That thought pulls you out of your body, out of presence, out of power. And that's the real reason progress stalls. Because every time you believe there's something outside of you that will make you feel enough, you step away from the very feeling you're trying to create. Confidence, capability, pride. That's lack. It's not hunger. It's not cravings. It's the whisper that says, I'm not satisfied yet. I haven't done enough. I haven't earned rest. And that's the same voice that tells you your arms aren't toned enough, your progress isn't fast enough, your discipline isn't strong enough. It's the same loop, whether it's food or fitness. When you can see that, everything changes. You start to realize your temptation to eat when you're not hungry is no different from your urge to quit when results feel slow. It's both your brain saying, this isn't enough yet, but here's the thing. You can learn how to fix the lack before you act on it. Do you know how to feel proud without needing the perfect result? How to relax without food? How to feel confident without waiting for your arms to look better? Most women don't, because no one ever taught us how to create those feelings from the inside out. We were taught to chase them. That's why this mindset work matters more than any workout plan. You can do tricep kickbacks all day long, but if you're feeding lack instead of strength, your results will always feel fragile. The think, feel, act cycle explains exactly why. You don't reach for food or skip a workout without a thought first. A sentence in your mind drives everything. This will make me feel better. This will make me feel strong. This will make me feel enough. But strength, real, lasting strength, doesn't come from what you eat or lift. It comes from what you think. And when you start training your brain the same way you train your body, that's when you start to look and live like a naturally toned woman. The real reason it feels so hard isn't because you lack willpower. It's because your brain has learned to see food as the solution to lack. That's why every no feels like punishment. That's why every I'll be good secretly feels like deprivation. That's why even when you're doing something right, it still feels like something's missing, because your brain still believes that eating or overeating is the shortcut to feeling better. And until you retrain that pattern, saying no will always feel like loss instead of power. But here's the truth. Strength doesn't come from restriction. It comes from trust. And if you're walking around feeling like health means sacrifice, like you have to suffer for toned arms or prove your discipline every day, you're doing it the hard way. You can build a body you love without battling yourself. You can learn to eat in a way that feels natural, not forced. You can teach your brain to find satisfaction before the plate, so food stops being the fix and starts being fuel. That's what this next chapter is all about. It's about learning to eat, move, and think like a naturally toned woman, one who doesn't white knuckle her way to results, but rewires her habits from the inside out. So if you're tired of chasing progress and ready to live it, this is your time. My new course, How to Eat Like a Naturally Toned Woman, is where we do this work step by step. You'll learn how to stop eating from lack, build self-trust with every meal, and finally create the kind of tone and confidence that lasts, no matter the season, no matter your age. You don't need more willpower. You just need a new way to think. All right, that's it for today. Go practice being enough right where you are. I'll see you next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.